Sunday. Happy Sunday. How's everybody doing today? Can I have all y'all stand up? Hopefully you're doing good and God's going to... How many of y'all ready for God to do something in your life? Amen. Amen. Want to welcome all our campuses. My name is Miles. I'm the pastor of Rock and welcome to church. I want to pray for your minds that you would be able to absorb what we're going to give you and what God's going to speak to you and that your heart would be ready. Whenever you come to church, some people come to church to check the box and other people come to church that God would speak to them. And God, ooh, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. It's amazing that doesn't happen more often. That God is going to do something and reveal something life-changing to you. The question is, will you receive it and then walk it out? Amen? So let's pray for a heart that would receive it and walk it out. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much that you love us enough to give us your word, to give us instruction and provide clarity on how we're supposed to live. And I pray that you will prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Give someone a high five next to you. And turn to Genesis chapter 3, first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. One of my biggest ahas when I signed with the Chargers was how much time we would spend studying the other team. So every week we got a new playbook on that particular team. It was, you know, about that thick. And every day we would spend about an hour, 2 hours for every hour we were on the field. So we practiced 1 hour, we were 2 hours in a classroom, just averaged out to be that. And every day we had a quiz. And what we would learn is, what does this team do on first down? What do they do on second down? What do they do in third and long, third and short? What do they do at this part of the field during this time of the game? What do they do when they have 2 yards to go or they're on the goal line? What do they do with these type of people on the field, different formations? And so whenever if you ever watch football and you see people yelling back and forth, they're calling out changing plays based on what the other team is doing. And there's actually a clip online where Cam Newton, when he was a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, he's at the line of scrimmage getting ready to call the play, and someone on the defense says, it's a swing route. He calls out the play the offense is doing because he recognized something. And Cam yells back at him, says, oh, you watch film? Watch this. And they actually changed the play from what they knew they were going to think they were going to do. And so we had to understand our opponent's plays. I wonder how good you understand the devil's plays that he runs on you. Every single day, the devil is playing you. He understands how you think. He understands what you fear. He understands what you want. He knows what makes you mad. And you know how he knows? You tell him. Every time you talk about it, every time you discuss it, he can't read your mind, but he can listen to your words. And instead of declaring death over your life and being around people who declare death over your life, you need to declare life over your life and the word of God over your life. But the devil every day is playing you. He's speaking to you. He's deceiving you. He's sending people into your life and putting garbage in their mouth to plant into your heart and mess you up. We've been in a series called Eyes to See. Everyone say Eyes to See. And we're studying how to have eyes to see the spiritual warfare that we are all in. You cannot avoid it. Every single one of us is in it all day and night. And today we're going to read Genesis chapter 3 in a minute, and we're going to understand the very playbook that the devil has because he ran his most powerful play on Adam and Eve, which ended up bringing sin into the earth. And I'm going to tell you, it goes into four parts. Everyone say conversation. It's a conversation in your head. No dark demon cloud is going to come into your room necessarily. He could, but that's not how it happens most of the time. It's just a conversation in your head. And then it's an accusation. Say accusation. In that conversation, the devil's never going to never tell you the truth. He's going to tell you part truth, but he's going to accuse somebody of something. So it's a conversation. Say conversation. Say accusation. Say validation. You have a choice whether to validate his accusation or not. And I would tell you never to validate it because he's always lying. And then the last one is ramification. Say ramification. There's always death will result. So conversation, accusation, validation, ramification. Now let's review what we did last week. Last week we talked about how God created us. The first 2 weeks we talked about how God created everything, the heavens and the earth, and then how he created us. And everything God created, he created good. And he created us body, soul, spirit. Everyone say body, say soul, say spirit. The body is a physical body, and the physical body interacts with the physical world. Your physical body is limited to your physical world. Light, temperature, touch, feelings, water, solid things. That's your body. And then your spirit, I'm gonna go over here, your spirit is non-physical and non-visible. That interacts with God. And your soul, which is who you are, is in the middle. And your soul can interact with your body, and your soul can interact with God. So when God speaks to you, he speaks to your soul, and your soul has a decision whether to listen to God and respond physically by what you say and do, or reject God. Now, I know it says up there that your soul responds to the spirit, but your soul can respond and interact with the spiritual world, both good and evil. So we're gonna see that you're gonna have a conversation, and every single day, you have conversations with the evil influence. Because when God created you and created the heavens and the earth, there was no evil. It was no sin. There was no death. He created everything in Genesis 1 and 2. It was good. Today, we're going to see sin enter the world, and we're going to see death and disease enter the world. And then you're going to say, that's what it is. It's not God. Because the devil would like you to think that all the evil in your life is God. It's not. It all comes from the devil. And it's all related to decisions we make or that are made by other people who hurt us. And so when I read this story in Genesis chapter 3, I want you to know there's going to be a conversation. Say it. Say conversation. And by the way, the devil spoke to Adam and Eve. He spoke to Jesus. He spoke to God. He'll talk to you. So say conversation. Say accusation. You're going to read about an accusation. And say validation. You're going to see whether Adam and Eve validated and actually submitted to Satan's accusation. And then there's going to be ramification. Say ramification. Sin always results in death. Whenever you believe the devil and do what he says, it will always bring death into your life. Okay, let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. It says, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Everyone say the devil's smart. I don't care how much Bible you know. I don't care how you speak in tongues, you speak in legs, whatever you speak in. I don't care how much time you spend in the presence of God. The devil is smarter than you. Now, he's not smarter than God, and he ain't gonna be smarter than you if you trust in God, but often when we stray on our own, the devil will always outsmart you. He is a mastermind. That's why the whole world is as messed up as it is, because he has deceived people. Look what it says. And he said to the woman, yo, girl, what's your name? Ladies, say amen if you met that devil. Say amen. you met that devil. Good teeth, you know, nice beard, whatever it is, you know, smooth suit. Hey, yo, how you doing? How you doing? That's Satan right there, okay? It says, has God indeed said, you shall not, by the way, if you met that devil, you should have paused and got godly counsel. For all y'all who are dating somebody, put it on pause and get godly counsel. And bring somebody who's a godly man or woman in your life, and just to talk to them and say, Lord, give me and save you headache. Because you may be like, man, my clock, forget your clock. God runs time. I don't care how old you are, young or old, let God direct us. Let me get back to this. The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch, lest you die. The serpent said to the woman, you will not die. Now, did God say she's gonna die if she eats from the tree? Say yes. The devil's saying, you won't die. The devil is accusing God of being a liar. Not only will you not die, God knows in the day you eat, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. I'm gonna come back to this later, but I'm just gonna read through this. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband, and he ate. The eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees. They're hiding from a God that loves them. The Lord called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid." There was no fear before there was sin. "And I hid myself because I was naked." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded that you should not?" And the man said to the woman, the man said, "The woman whom you gave me." That's my woman right there. But she's not an Eve. She didn't drag me into sin. I dragged her into sin. That's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. "The woman whom you gave me, she gave me of the tree." And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent made me do it." Blame. Now, we're going to come to all of that. Number one, you had a conversation, and now you have an accusation. Whenever you speak with the devil is never going to tell you what God wants you to hear. He's never going to tell you to obey the Bible. When I was dating my wife, before I was saved, we would go to the club, and if I went to the bathroom and some dude was talking to her, especially if he was all up on her like this, that guy wasn't telling her to trust me and go out with me. He was trying to get her phone number. Can I get an amen? No, it's for real. This is true. So whenever you speak with the devil, you have to understand his intent is to steal, kill, and destroy. And so what he told Eve, listen, God lied to you. Look what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. "The serpent said to the woman, 'You will not die, for God knows in the day you eat, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.'" What the devil is accusing God is of being a liar. You don't need to listen to, you don't need to read the Bible. You don't need to pray. When's the last time God did a miracle in your life? You don't need to give. When's the last time God blessed you financially? You don't need to serve. If you don't do those things faithfully, you will not see the fruit. And so the devil's gonna show you all the things you didn't have. Matter of fact, Adam and Eve were surrounded with a whole globe of provision. Fruit and vegetables all over the globe. They can go anywhere on the whole planet, and they just had to avoid one tree. And the devil had them focus on that one thing that they weren't supposed to go to, and it went over there. The devil would have you look at all the things you don't have and not look at the things you do have and get you to walk away from an abundance of opportunity, an abundance of blessing, to test out one thing that God told you to avoid. Now, why would God not want them to know good and evil? God does not want you to know heartache. He doesn't want you to experience addiction. He doesn't want you to experience envy and jealousy and sadness and depression. Why is that bad? The devil lied and said God is holding out on you, when in fact, God was protecting you. And every single day when you hear these voices in your head, you don't need to read your Bible. That's an accusation that reading the Bible don't work. You don't need to get up and pray. That's an accusation that prayer doesn't work. You don't need to tithe. That's an accusation that tithing doesn't work, that the Bible's not legit, that God's not faithful. That is the spiritual warfare that you were in. I was at a Montel Jordan concert, and last night we were just, doing our thing. And he's doing his thing at SeaWorld. And then all of a sudden he said throughout the whole thing, "I'm a pastor, I'm born again, I'm a Christian, this is what I do." And people were cheering, some of the people were cheering. And then he broke out in a worship song. And I'm like, oh, we just went from being in a nice clean club to doing worship. And I'm sitting there listening to worship at SeaWorld at a concert. And the Lord said, "Are you gonna worship me?" And then another voice said, don't be standing up and putting your hands up here, this ain't church. This happened last night. And I'm like, what? You ain't in church? This is a concert. You got people all over you, buck wild, literally. You better stand up and worship me. And the devil said, don't do that. They're gonna mock you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no. So me and my wife got up. We're like, no, we gonna worship God with our hands raised up. This is gonna be church tonight. Now, How many times you've had that go through your head? That's spiritual warfare. That's it. Don't think it's the Exorcist movie, which is, that's for real though. I've seen that stuff too. But that's not gonna happen, probably not gonna happen to you. It's just gonna be this little subtle, don't read your Bible, don't trust God, don't tell the truth, go ahead and sleep around, do whatever, this is your body, do whatever you want. Here's how you know truth from lie. Truth brings life, lies bring death. Go ahead and cheat on your wife, watch what dies. Go ahead and have sex with a bunch of people, watch what dies. Watch what disease you get, watch what broken heart you get. Watch what relationship that you're desiring to have never happen. That's how you prove it. I'm not even saying you don't need the Bible, but the proof is right there. So you have this conversation, then you have an accusation, then you have validation. Validation is when you are tempted and you hear this voice in your mind, in your soul, say, don't do this, don't do this, that's contrary to the word of God, and you actually do it. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says in Genesis 3:6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Temptation is not sin. Temptation is the opportunity to sin. The devil went and tempted Jesus. He went up to Jesus and says, hey, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kings of the earth. If you're the Son of Man, turn the stones to bread. He was giving him opportunity. We all have opportunity to sin every day. Can I get amen? And sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's a video, sometimes it's the opportunity to steal, lie, talk behind someone's back. Matter of fact, some of y'all have friends that they are these demons. They're not actually demonic, but every time they open their mouth, they're accusing somebody of something. They're talking about, how many of y'all got that friend? Every time you talk to them, oh, have you heard this about this person? Did you see those shoes? They're hideous. Do you see that dress? Oh, that, I don't know, why she got that dress on? Why he buy that car? He can't afford that car. He don't even got a job. That stuff right there, that's a little demon pulling a string. That's not from God. And when that gets in your head and then you co-sign, yeah, 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 yeah. That's the pit of hell. And then you try to come to church and say, I love Jesus. And God's like, and the Bible says that the devil's accused, he's an accuser of the brethren. The Bible says that the devil day and night accusing before God. Guess what he's accusing you before God? He's like, this is just my opinion based on, it's my opinion. The devil comes to church and he goes, God, let's look at all your hypocrites in church. Did you remember what they were doing last night? Look at them now. You think they really worship you? Only you can answer that question for you. What'd your hands do last night? The same hands you left up holy today. And so it's really your spiritual warfare is how much you obey what God says to you obey. And by the way, it's by faith because God's always going to, the Bible says the just shall walk by faith. He's always going to put you in situations where you have to trust him beyond what you see. So you got conversation. Everyone say conversation. Say accusation. Say validation. Validation is sin, S-I-N. Satan's influence in nature. When you express or submit to Satan's influence and nature. God created us in his image so we can display his nature, his heart, his love. The devil says, no, I want you to express my nature. I want you to be a gossip like I'm a gossip. I want you to be jealous like I'm jealous. I want you to be a liar like I'm a liar. I want you to be a murderer like I'm a murderer. I want you to be a destroyer like I'm a destroyer. You have to step back and go, man, do I lie? Do I destroy? Do I gossip? Do I backbite? Am I envious? Am I jealous? Am I unfaithful? Am I unclean? Am I impure? Am I a destroyer? If that's, and by the way, do you take pride in your lies? Pride in your gossip? Some people take pride in knowing the teeth. Or let me tell you what happened. And you don't know nothing about what you're talking about. And you're up there, and you're like proud, and the devil's like, that's my guy. That's my guy. That's my girl right there. Go ahead. Just go to her. Just call her up every day. She got the latest gossip. That is a satanic, and I say satanic because it ain't from God. It ain't, those are the only two options. That's a satanic conversation. And for you to, and the way you get out of that is that you have to renew your mind, take those thoughts captive, and make them obedient to Christ. That's why you have to read the Bible so you know what the Bible says about all this stuff you're talking about and all the stuff that's coming in your head, all these accusations. So listen, you got conversation. Everybody say conversation. Say accusation. then you validate it and you sense a validation, you can be tempted and say no. We were playing Monday night right here in San Diego, and we played, whatever day we played football, we stayed in the hotel, even if it was in San Diego. So I'm in the hotel and I get a phone call. I don't know how I got the room. This girl calls me up. She's a player's wife. And she wanted to have an affair with me. My wife is fully aware of this, by the way. And this was 40-something years ago, so. And we were married. And I was like, she's like, I can't remember what she said, but basically, you know, I want to get with you, boom, 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 boom. And I'm thinking, well, in my mind, your husband is 6'5", 285 pounds. I didn't need the Holy Spirit on this one, you know what I'm saying? I was like, girl, you're trying to get me killed. That's a temptation. That's an opportunity. I said, I said no. And I said, let me pray for you. Because you obviously have some issues with your husband, and I want to pray for you. Boom, 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 boom. I pray for her. She was, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you can have an opportunity. It don't make you bad. It's what you do with the opportunity. So everyone say conversation. Say accusation. Say validation. Say ramification. Ooh, Romans 5:12, ramification. The ramification will always be death. You can listen to CNN, you can listen to Fox, you listen to social media telling you how to live and tell you what kind of beliefs you should have about yourself and your body and all that stuff. Here's the test. If what you do brings death, it's not from God. If what you do brings life, it's from God. And whatever your behavior is, if you want to test it, the Bible will definitely speak against it or for it. It will give clarity. But if you really want to test it, does lying bring life and health to a relationship? No, it kills it. Does adultery bring life or death? It kills it. Does sleeping around bring life and death to your ability to have a powerful, intimate relationship with somebody? It kills it. I can go on and on and on and on. That's all you know. Drugs, getting drunk, being a drunk, whatever it is. All these things kill, 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 kill. That's how you know it's from the devil. And God would just say, okay, when you get tired of being dead, when you get tired of the devil playing that play on you, listen, if we ran a play and it worked, we run it again, it worked. And the defense had to make an adjustment to stop it, or we just keep doing it. The devil runs his same plays on us over and over because we don't know he's doing it. We don't fight, we just let it happen because we think it's part of life. So you got ramification, you got conversation, say conversation, say accusation, say validation, ramification, death. Romans 5:12, let me read it to you. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world. There was no sin. Everyone say no sin. There was no sin before Adam. And when Adam sinned, they opened the door. Look what it says. And death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. When Adam sinned, the door opened, and into the world for the first time came evil and destruction and demonic influence. Now, when you read these signs, and I'm gonna read through them yourself, it says spirit of. Literally in the Bible, it'll say spirit of these things. And this is only the tip of the iceberg of the demonic influences in our life every single day. Spirit of accusation, day and night, the devil is accusing you before God. Spirit of fear, false expectations appearing real. We feel fear all the time. The whole world was gripped with fear in COVID and had people do crazy stuff. Spirit of bondage, addiction, being a slave to sin. Spirit of jealousy, I don't like that person having this, and jealousy will rot your bones. Spirit of idolatry, instead of worshiping the one true God, we got thousands of religions. Why? Because we can idolize these different gods, but we can also idolize our career. We can idolize our role as a parent. Spirit of idolatry, spirit of a lying spirit. The Bible says the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Spirit of infirmity, disease. Now, I'm not saying if you have a disease that you have a demon, but I'm gonna tell you that demons brought disease into the world. Because there was no disease before sin. There was no death. Unclean spirit, God is a pure God. Spirit of the Antichrist, anything against God. spirit of heaviness and depression and loneliness, spirit of rejection. God wants to accept you, but the devil wants you to be rejected. He wants you to walk around thinking, no one loves me, no one, they don't want to be with me. In your head, the devil's telling you, you are not worthy, they don't like you, they're not going to accept you. Based on what? Based on what? Just to hold you back in your head. And then you, if you muster up the strength to go over there and you realize, who, I was tripping. No, the devil was lying to you. Unloving spirit. God loves you. The devil hates you, and he wants you to hate you so much so you kill yourself. He wants you to hate you so much so that you will cut yourself. He wants you to hate yourself so much so you will drown your pain in alcohol and drugs or sleeping around, whatever it is, because he wants to continue to destroy you. Not only will he tell you you're not lovable, but he will tell you how to be lovable in a way that's only going to destroy you, because he's never going to give you a remedy. That's the devil, that's warfare. And every single one of us are dealing with these voices in our head. And not only these spirits, let me tell you something. There's a whole bunch more where these came from. We're gonna talk about bitterness, self-rejection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anger, unforgiveness, and the spirit of unforgiveness. My goodness, we're gonna talk about that in a couple weeks. Next week, we're gonna talk about how Jesus is gonna undo all this and how you can fight against this. But here's the battle we're in. Now, once these spirits are unleashed on you, which they have already been, they start accusing stuff in your life. You start to accuse yourself. Look what it says in Genesis 3:7. The eyes of Adam and Eve were opened and they knew they were naked and they were ashamed. I gotta cover myself. I gotta hide. I gotta be phony. I can't let people know who I really am because I'm not really good enough. It says fear. Genesis 3:10. I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. Why were you afraid? I made you as my child to love you. Now they're hiding from God. They had accusations against other people. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 13. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded that you should not? And the man said, the woman whom you gave me. Now, I know it sounds like the man is blaming the woman. I know it sounds like the man is blaming the woman, but look what he said. It's the woman you gave me. God. It's your fault. Oh, snap. You're going to blame God? God, why'd you do this? Have you ever said that? God, why'd you let this happen? Whoa, this is not fair. Again, an accusation against God. Because once the devil can separate you from God, he's got you where he wants you. A child predator, what do they look for? Kids separated from their father. That's a fact. Because the father's supposed to be all bowed up. Like, you come over here, you're gonna get hurt. I'm not espousing violence, I'm just saying. Predator don't wanna have nothing to do. He's looking for the kid that has been separated. If the devil can get you separated from God, oh buddy, you're done because you're never gonna outsmart. But look what it says in Genesis chapter 3:8. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. Their sin broke their relationship with God. Their sin brought disease and death into their life. This is all what Adam and Eve did. Now, we live surrounded by all of this. We live interacting with all this, battling. And unless we know it, we're just going to be a victim. Like, man, life is hard. Life is hard. No, God gave you the word of God. He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you all authority in heaven and earth to fight all this. And we're going to learn how to do that. But you have to believe that that's true and say, Lord, show me. So next time you're in a conversation with yourself, think about what you're thinking. Is what I'm thinking biblical? Is it God honoring? Is it life giving? Or is it death? Destruction. If it's death and destruction, muzzle it. When you have, some of y'all got friends in your life, you know that they are so negative. They're like, oh, guess what I heard? Guess what I read? Guess, hiya, hiya, hiya. Fill me with the word of God. Fill me with life and the spirit of God and power and anointing. Don't fill me with that garbage. So watch this. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Therefore, as through one man's offense, Adam, judgment came to all people, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift of salvation came to all men, resulting in justification. Look what Jesus can do. Jesus can take an accusing spirit and turn it into a spirit of honor. Jesus can take a spirit of fear and turn it into a spirit of courage, a spirit of bondage and turn it into a spirit of freedom, a spirit of jealousy and turn it into a spirit of contentment, a spirit of idolatry and turn it into a spirit of faithfulness, a lying spirit and turn it into a spirit of truth, turn it into a spirit of truth, spirit of infirmity, turn it into health, an unclean spirit to a clean spirit, a spirit of antichrist to a spirit of Christ, a spirit of heaviness to a spirit of joy, a spirit of rejection into a spirit of acceptance, a loving spirit into a spirit of love. Come on, church. Come on, church. I will say this one word. However, it don't mean nothing unless you do something about it. Oh, that was such a good sermon, Pastor. I get this all the time. Oh, such a good word, Pastor. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, I was moved. My next question is always this. What I talk about? Oh, I don't know. People remember more what they felt than what they heard. But you need to remember what you heard. And I really want you, go watch the sermon online or be online tonight or tomorrow. Study yourself. Because here's the devil. You're walking by and he trips you. You fall, hit your head in the concrete and blame God. Curse God, curse the church, curse me, whatever. You get back in line and he trips you again. Same foot, same spot. You hit your head in the same corner of your blockhead on the concrete. You get up, curse God, curse the church, and walk around again. And he's like, man, this is boring. These people are so stupid. I only need one play. They have no idea I'm standing here with my foot out. That's the truth. But if you were to listen, think about your life and think about your thinking and in real time go, this is not from God. I rebuke that. I resist the devil. And I'm going to read the word of God and give truth to that. You mean I got to think about this all the time? Have your mind renewed. What are you thinking about all day? That's worth thinking about. That's better than thinking about what God's doing in your life. You know, people say, I want to learn the deep things of God. You know what the deepest thing of God you can learn is his voice. That's the deepest thing you can learn is that, what is God doing in my life right now? What am I discerning that the devil's saying, God's saying, and what does God want me to do? If you got information about theology, great. I'm not saying that's bad, but how is that changing you right now? And for you to say, I want to think about my thinking. I want God to open my eyes. So I want to pray here in a minute and give you opportunity to say, look, you know, I'm ready to fight this battle intelligently, biblically. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I taught you last week, I believe it was last week, that every time you inhale and exhale, you don't need your tongue, you only need your breath. And every time you inhale and exhale, you are declaring God's name, Yahweh. He put his name in your lungs, Yahweh. It's the first thing you say when you live and are born, is God's name, Yahweh. And the last thing you do before you die is declare his name, Yahweh. He built into your biology, your neurology, the ability to declare his name. And as long as you have breath, you will declare God's name. The question is, will you obey his name? Will you seek his presence? If you realize that, hey, you're in spiritual warfare, maybe you've never asked Christ to be your savior, maybe you have and you just know you've been losing this battle, I want you to pray this prayer with me because we want to pray for you. We want to help you. In the privacy of your heart, pray, dear God, I believe you love me. I believe you have a plan for my life. But I also believe the devil is my enemy and he is more cunning than any beast in the field. But I believe Jesus died and rose from the dead for me. I believe that he loves me. And I believe all authority in heaven and earth, he has. And he offers that to me. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I surrender all authority to you. please guide and direct me in my life. Open my eyes that I may see the warfare in my life. As our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed, if you prayed that prayer and will be willing for us to pray with you and help you in your next step, whether you ask Christ to be your Savior or you're just wanting to be more committed and you want to be prayed for, I'm gonna ask you to, on the count of three, to stand up. And by standing, you are saying, Lord, I'm ready. I wanna go to the next step in my life, the next step in my journey. So for whatever reason you prayed that prayer and you are willing to allow us to help you into your next step on your spiritual journey, I'm gonna ask you to stand up on the count of three, no matter where you are in this room. One, two, three, stand to your feet. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you. Stay standing, stay standing. Now I'm gonna ask all y'all, in a minute I'm gonna ask all y'all who are standing to come down to the altar. If you're in the balcony, just grab your stuff, grab your family and go around to the sides. The rest of us, I ask you not to leave. We wanna respect these people's desire to be loved on and cared for. So if you come out of your seat, let's give them a hand. They come on down to the altar. Let's go. Come on, church. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You guys can face me. Just face this way. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. You guys can face this way. Thank you. All right. God bless you, man. God bless you. 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 Welcome. God bless you. 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 Hey, 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 hey. God bless you. God bless. It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be good. You're gonna be good. It's gonna be good. God bless you. God bless you. Gonna be good, man. Gonna be good. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, I got you. Let's go, church. Come on, church.